spoke with my colleague Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution about the border and the number of migrants who've come across and where are they now and what is to be done, knowing that there are thousands, tens of thousands more on their way. Just look at the Darien Gap in South Panama, knowing they're all headed to the Mexican border. And Victor responds by describing what he's living with right now in the San Joaquin Valley, around him, down the street, the migrants who came before, and struggling as best they can to survive in conditions that are not acceptable. And yet, what about Washington? How does it respond to the San Joaquin Valley for everywhere where the migrants have taken root? Here's Victor.
The people who are making these policies or non-policies are never subject to the consequences of their own ideology. So Mr. Mayorkas or Mr. Biden or Ms. Jean-Pierre, they're not going to be living in communities that are impacted. They have quality health care. They have safe neighborhoods. They don't worry about this. So I look out the window right now as I'm speaking to you, John, and I can tell you there's a farm. Every farmhouse on my street has someone who has rented it and then sublet and sublet and sublet, and there's 30 or 40 people living there. A quarter mile from my home, there are 40 people living there. There's cows, there's chickens that get in the road, there's 30 or 40 dogs, there must be at least 8 trailers. It's an entire little compound. And these are people who have come from Mexico in the last 2 years across the Mexican border. They come to Central California. Local people rent out substandard housing. They have Romex wire, John, strung to the main house. They have hoses that come off the house faucet for their water. They do not have sewage or septic facilities. They just have porta potties with the bottom cut out into holes. And there must be thousands of people living like this in rural California. And no one who supports that policy ever lives next to this. And so when I walk out at night on my own property, I find garbage bags. I find people fishing in a pond for fish to, I guess they want fresh fish. I see people with firearms. I don't know who they are. They don't speak English. And I feel like the people who allowed this to happen are very cynical.
This is John Batchelor.